Yeah, I mean, we won the game. You know, disappointed with, you know, we disappointed that we had this team, you know, I think ready to kind of mail it in, and then kind of gave them some new life out there, and then had to play, had to kind of fight it out, you know, gut it out. But, you know, we gotta get a handle on, you know, blowing these leads and understanding teams make runs, but, you know, it's not because they're hitting tough shots or making great plays. We're making foolish plays and a lot of mental mistakes, not really sticking to the game plan. All those things sort of add up and, you know, give a team like Milwaukee confidence that, hey, we fought back, we got back in the game, we can win it. And, you know, they played very well, and things maybe had gone a little differently. They could have easily won that game. Well, I mean, I think what makes us good, you know, is that it's not necessarily because we go out and we out-talent people. You know, I think we're good because we play extremely well together. And, you know, when we're engaged and we're, you know, as Steve says, has that look in our eye as a team, we play well. And then all of a sudden when we make mistakes and, you know, teams make runs, we kind of lose that, you know. And we're just not mentally tough as a unit. You know, I think if we're mentally strong, okay, we made a mistake, or we're up 10, let's go up 15. You know, let's manage the rest of the game. But, you know, we still got a ways to go. And I don't, you know, we talk about it till we're, you know, I'm tired of talking about it. You know, we got to go out and do it. And, I mean, obviously, we're a capable team. When we do things the right way, we can get up on anybody and play well. But, you know, you got to be mentally strong to be able to not get complacent and not get overconfident. And that's something that we have to improve upon. I don't particularly know how to do it. You know, I mean, we can talk about it. We can't really handle it in practice. You can watch film. But it's just something that we all got to, everybody in the locker room, you know, we got to play the whole 48 minutes. And, you know, as of late, we haven't done a good job of that.
Did you think you at one point had that mental toughness at some point in the season, or did you never really?
I think early on in the season, I thought we did a good job. We, you know, we grinded some games out. We had some good blowouts. And I think, you know, we sort of felt like we had something to prove. People weren't talking about us. People didn't feel that we would be good this year. And then all of a sudden, we got out the gates, you know, playing very well, a lot of wins, a lot of talk about our team. And, you know, sometimes you handle it well, sometimes you don't. So with that said, you know, we are now almost at the midway point. And, you know, could be worse. You could be getting down 20 every game and having to fight to get back in it. But, you know, we just something that, you know we have to work on that. We know it's one of our weaknesses. It's not anything about X's and O's. It's not strategy. It's, you know, it's pretty much just, you know, it's right here. It's hard. Man, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think really it's on us. I mean, it doesn't really matter what other teams think. I think teams in general think, hey, we can come in and, you know, Suns don't play defense, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Really, it's on us. You know, it's on us. It's, you know, are we satisfied with, you know, playing games like we played tonight? Or, you know, do we want to be better? Do we want to, you know, do we want to play 48 minutes of basketball and do the things necessary to get wins? Or do we want to be up and down? Kind of this yo-yo back and forth, up 20, down 10, up whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's on us, whatever you want to be. Well, I mean, considering I had 10,000 after 6 years, and it took me 10 years to get another 5,000, so I figure probably 20 years to get another 1,000. No, I mean, it's cool. It felt good, and you know, just means I've been around a long time.